Hi, and welcome to this next session of 10 Minutes on Tefillah. Last week, we began to discuss the chapter of She'arim B'Tefillah, Rav Pinkus' book about prayer, called Ha'achana, Preparation. Preparation, he says, is the first of the many She'arim, the many gates of prayer, the many emotional experiences of prayer, the many aspects of our prayer experience. We began talking about the purpose and goals of Ha'achana, of preparation, for prayer. And we ended by saying that the purpose of Hachana, according to Rav Pinkus, is not just to help us to focus or to understand the words, but also to create a closeness with Hashem, and that closeness is essential for Kavana, and Kavana is essential for Tefillah. What I'd like to discuss today is why Hachana, why preparation, breeds closeness. What is it about preparing ourselves for prayer that can allow us to feel close and to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which in turn will help to develop Kavana and in turn help to create the most efficacious prayer experience? Rav Pinkus says, HaYisod Bezehu, the principle is as follows. The tefillah, hi kiviyachol sicha v'hidabrut krovai Hashem Yitbarach. We have to view prayer as an actual conversation, a close conversation between us and God. V'haklal b'hidabrut bein shnayim hu, the idea, the general principle or rule in a conversation between two people is she'ein hadavar toli b'tzad echad bilvad, that a conversation is not just dependent on one party, ela shnei hatzadim tzrichim lirtzos es hakesher hazeh. Both parties involved in the conversation need to have a desire for the connection that they're about to experience in the course of their conversation. You could want to talk all you want, but if the other person is not willing to be there and to listen, then it's not going to be a very good conversation. Even if the person is standing there and actually facing you as you're talking, they still may not be really hearing you or absorbing your words, or certainly not involved in the conversation in an active way if they're not willing to be involved in the conversation. So you see this all the time. People who really want to talk to each other are both very engaged in the conversation. People who really don't want to talk to each other will have one person slam the door or slam the phone in the other person's face, so they don't even hear the person. And then there's the middle ground, the person who doesn't really want to hear what the other one has to say, but will allow them to talk and talk and talk, and as they're talking, the person will just space out and not really pay much attention, and certainly not be actively engaged in what the other person is saying. So this model certainly exists in our world. So he says, Rav Pinkus says, V'chein b'tfilah, so too with prayer. Ma yo'il lanu im navo b'ratzon l'daber al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi omar she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nimtza karov lanu b'rega zeh she'nuchal l'daber ito. When we come to God in prayer to start a conversation between us and Hashem, what good is it for us to come and start to talk to God? Whoever said that God is ready to listen to us in that particular moment? V'tachin, Asher ba ha'adam l'makom ha'pgisha, hainu l'makom ha'tfila. It's possible, he says, when a person comes into that place of conversation with God, to that place of prayer, im ratzon az l'socheach itoit barach kivyachol, with a desire to talk to him at that very moment, aval ein ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kach. It's very possible that at that moment, it's not God's desire to engage in that conversation. Ve'avoda gedola l'atzmahi, Lahafik ratzon mimenu itbarach, shegam mitzido, iyeh hakiruv v'hahidabrut hazo. It's a great work, great task, a great toil, in and of itself, to be able to extract a desire out of God, that even from His perspective, He will want to be involved in the conversation. It's up to us to create a desire not only in ourselves to pray, but to entice Hashem to hear our words. It's a very powerful idea. And it's something that we don't normally associate with prayer. We usually say that, you know, God is always there and always listening. And that's obviously true, but we want God to be there and be more than listening. We want Him to be actively engaged in this conversation. And according to Rav Pinkus, we have to get God to be in that mood, to be in that spirit. Rav Pinkus says that hachana, preparation, is what allows that closeness to be created, that desire for God to be connected with us and to listen to our prayers to exist. He says, "Dehachana goremet shalkadosh baruch hu itbarach itkarev elav." That preparation causes God to become closer to us. All either because during your preparation, you praise God, you think of God, or just waiting before davening and preparing your heart. As nakelit palel, becomes easier that way to pray, not to become distracted, because the two sides, he say, become very close in this experience, and therefore you can speak to God without any interruptions. Okay, so just to review so far what we've said, what Rav Pinkus have said, is that hachana, preparation, breeds kirva, which is closeness. Kirva, which is closeness, breeds kavana, which is the ability to concentrate as part of the conversation. And all three of those components, hachana, kirva, and kavana, help to entice God to listen to us. And we can understand each of those components. We understand why preparation breeds closeness, because the more you're able to prepare, you feel closer to the person that you're talking to, you feel more invested in the conversation, you feel more connected to what's about to happen. And as we mentioned in last week's shiur, that Rav Pinkus gives this beautiful analogy of why closeness helps concentration, because you're standing on the other side of the room from a person that you're trying to talk to, and there's a hundred different things separating between the two of you, and noises and people passing by. Very hard to actually focus on what the other person's saying. But if you're in a quiet room and you're standing literally right in front of the person's face, it's a little bit easier to concentrate. So closeness helps concentration. That's the same with God. What we have to figure out is two things right now. Number one, why does that closeness and concentration and preparation entice God to listen to us? And number two, what, practically speaking, is this hachana which we've been speaking about for the last two sessions? So in answer to question number one, I believe that the more preparation you put into a conversation, the more closeness you breed with the person you're trying to talk to, the more they'll be enticed to listen to, because they see how serious you are about this conversation, that this is not something you're taking lightly. It will breed desire for them and entice them to want to hear more, because they see how important it is to you. You prepare a lot for a speech that you want to give before people, and you choose your words very carefully, and you choose your thoughts very carefully, and you try to understand what's going to evoke the maximal effect from the people that are listening to you. When you do all of that, you stand a much better chance of having your listeners be engaged than when you get up off the cuff and just start speaking in a way that you don't know is going to connect to people at all. So in the human world, we understand why preparation can entice our listeners to listen a little better and a little more actively, and so too in the realm with Hashem in our conversation called prayer. In answer to our last question, what constitutes this hachana? Rav Pinkus says, as we mentioned last week, that of course, you know, you can sit in silence or in contemplation, or pick an activity that you want to do with yourself for a couple of moments or even up to an hour before you start to pray, in order to prepare yourself for the experience of prayer. That's a great thing to do, and it's extremely important. But he says, in the end of the day, many of us are not going to be capable of doing that, and that shouldn't be the end of the world, because part and parcel of the way our Siddur is constructed is a built-in hachana for tefillah. Really, tefillah, when we talk about tefillah, we mean the Amidah. And once we get to the Amidah, whether it's in Shacharis, Mincha, or Maariv, we've said so many other psukim and so many other different sections of the Siddur that that itself constitutes a preparation. When you say Ashrei before the Amidah of Mincha, Mincha is the shortest of our prayers, so you have Ashrei, the Amidah, and then Al Tachanun and Aleinu. So the a section of Ashrei can itself be a time of preparation. You need to sit and really focus on what the words are saying and be able to connect to God in those psukim, so that when you stand up and get ready to actually begin a conversation with God in the Amida, you feel extremely close to the experience of connecting to God rather than distant and distracted with the rest of your day. So of course it would be great to sit even before the Ashrei and prepare for that section of prayer, because those are prayers as well. But at the very least, built into our Sidur is this Hachana component to get us ready for the Amida. Which brings us to our final point, which is that as Rav Pinkas said, each of these chapters in his book is, according to the Midrash, one of the Sha'arim B'Tfilah, one of the emotional experiences of prayer. So he's deconstructing the Sidur right now to show you that different pieces of the Sidur, of our daily prayers, have a different type of experience to them. So what we've shown right now is the Hachana aspect of the experience is inherent in the Sidur, inherent in our prayers, and something that we just need to view in that way in order for it to have the proper efficacy in preparing us for our conversation with God and enticing God to be able to listen to us. Thank you very much.